A man abused while at a Catholic boarding school in the early 1950s says he's not convinced the church's approach to dealing with abuse has changed. Our reporter Andrew McRae has been at the hearing in Auckland, and a warning, parts of his report are distressing.
At the age of 14, Mr. F was groomed by the rector of St. Patrick's College in Silverstream, Father Frank Durning. He says after a few weeks, Durning called them into his office and sexually assaulted him. Mr. F says he went from being a high-achieving student to someone feeling guilty, a failure, and with very low self-esteem. He recounted how the scent of his abuser lasted with him for many years.
From the time of my abuse, I could smell Durning. And the smell didn't leave me until 2002, 49 years later, when I reported my abuse to the Society of Mary.
He estimates that in Durning's 63 years as a priest, he probably abused between 100 and 200 boys. When Mr. F's own son started at another Catholic high school, he too was abused. Mr. F confronted the abuser, who first denied it, but then broke down. He soon left the school.
In fact, the brother was lucky he had not been beaten up, because my son had told other boys in the dormitory what had happened, and they were waiting for him to return. One to turn the lights on, and one had a baseball bat. They were fired up.
Mr. F says while he doesn't want what happened to him to define him, the abuse has impacted on his life.
I did not experience the normal formative years, teenage years. I could not go into a public toilet because of fear. When I did join a sports club, I couldn't step off the field and strip off and have a shower. My sense of anger at the invasion of my sexuality drives me to report this abuse.
Mr. F went through a drawn-out process seeking redress from the Catholic Church, which he describes as traumatising and unsatisfactory. He came away not knowing if abuse in the church would stop.
I have no assurance that other children will not be abused in church institutions. I have no reassurance the church is looking after victims. I have no belief the church will make sure what happened to me and my son will not keep happening to others, and is not still happening.
He wants transformative change in the Catholic Church.
I still feel that boys at boarding schools are at risk. I believe there needs to be a helpline or similar outside the school, a dedicated avenue that provides an independent way to ask for help.
Mr. F believes the church has a sense of entitlement that must end. For Checkpoint, Core Andrew McRae 10A.